Secretary of State Colin Powell said this morning the U.S. would take great care in dealing with North Korea after recent revelations that that country has been working on a nuclear weapons program. It's not clear yet whether the disclosure brings a formal end to a 1994 weapons accord between the two countries, but the secretary's tone was considerably softer toward the North Koreans than it has been toward Iraq. He spoke this morning on ABC's This Week with George Stephanopoulos.
This is a nation whose society is starving. It's a nation whose economy doesn't function. And there are opportunities in that as well as dangers.
In Europe, the possibility of a U.S. war with Iraq has caused diplomatic stumbling. The 15 EU countries have been trying to create a common foreign policy, but the three heavyweights, France, Britain, and Germany, all seem to disagree. Yet unease with America's assertiveness abroad may be driving the Europeans to greater unity, as NPR's Nick Spicer reports.
There's been a three-way tug of war in Europe over Iraq this past month. In London, Tony Blair made the case in Parliament that a military strike may be necessary.
And we know again from our history that diplomacy, not backed by the threat of force, has never worked with dictators and never will.
In Germany, Chancellor Gerhard Schroeder surfed to re-election by ruling out German help in a military strike, even with a United Nations green light. That opposition riled Washington. Not that Schroeder is apologizing now. We defined the German position before the elections, he said, and it will not change. And in Paris, President Jacques Chirac has played the middle ground, saying a new UN resolution is needed so weapons inspectors can return. And then, maybe, a second resolution might authorize a strike on Iraq. We are completely against any resolution making an automatic strike possible right away, he said. For many, the three-way split shows up the weakness of what's known as the CFSP, or Europe's Common Foreign and Security Policy. Since 1993, EU countries have tried to establish common positions on the international scene. It's been a challenge to overcome centuries of different diplomatic traditions and worldviews. There is unity, though, in certain areas, such as on climate change or the Israel-Palestinian conflict. But when it came to Iraq, Europe's leaders sensed it was so divisive an issue, they didn't even bother attempting to find a common position.
The Europeans were shocked and troubled by this new evolution of the U.S. policy. They did not recognize their America.
Nicole Nicetto is the top advisor at the EU's Foreign Policy Unit. She says the Iraq issue is worsening European fears about American unilateralism, especially after Washington refused to sign on to the International Criminal Court and the Kyoto Treaty on climate change. Nicetto blames the splits in Europe on confusion about where Washington is ultimately headed and on fears the Bush administration may dump the UN and the international system built upon it if it doesn't get its way on Iraq.
Some countries were afraid to lose the transatlantic link. So other countries thought that the Americans were almost on another planet, that they have lost the sense of reality, the sense of the complexity of the world, and that something had to be done to stop this tendency and try to take them back in the democratic international relations.
Nicetto warns of a major transatlantic crisis if Washington strikes Iraq without UN approval. Some governments, in Italy, the Netherlands, and Portugal, are now sounding close to Washington's position. But by and large, public opinion in Europe, including Tony Blair's Britain, is opposed to any military action without a UN green light. What's more, many Europeans don't put Iraq at the top of their Mideast agenda. Tony Blair tried to rally his Labour Party to a possible strike recently, but the rank and file applauded most when he said UN resolutions must apply to Israel.
United Nations resolutions should apply here as much as to Iraq.
Over the past month, French diplomats have seen movement towards their two-step approach on Iraq. They say they've felt solidarity in Germany, Belgium, and even some in Britain. And if other European countries are rallying around France on this issue, they will be following the lead of the country that most ardently defends the idea of Europe as a counterweight to American power. Nick Spicer, NPR News, Paris.